Lynn. Yes, Lynn, did you have a wish and obstacle?
I have a ton of them because I'm a scanner as well. But I have a weird one that I'm not sure I want to do anything about it, but I just want to see what kind of creative ideas you guys can come up with.
Okay.
I'd like to teach art to the blind.
Okay. And what's the obstacle?
I don't know how to start. Don't know how to get in with it. I know that there's a school for the blind. I live in California near LA, so I know there's a school for the blind there. But it's like this is a way out, far out.
I don't want to let you spend any time talking about it, especially
okay.
because it's far out, because that we know. And I want to get some ideas. I just did want to say that I heard somebody being interviewed on public radio.
Yeah, there's
who
a
is
couple
a
of
blind
people
photographer.
Doing that.
He's a blind
uh-huh.
photographer. And
oh,
somebody
wow.
said, and he takes great pictures. And somebody said, how do you do that? I mean, he's a totally blind photographer.
Right.
And apparently his ears are so good, he senses, I guess he's got his focus all arranged, but he senses something going on and he snaps. And then people tell him what he got. And it's apparently pretty special. Does anybody else have any ideas?
Eleanor.
Yes, Eleanor.
The first few lessons that she did, she might want to do something with getting shapes down and making sure that they're able to, feel and touch some of those geometrical shapes. And
you know something? Let me piggyback on that. Andrea once took me to an art class. This woman gave us little pieces of stone and showed us how to polish, how to make little sculptures, and I did one. I mean, I've got it sitting here right now because it wound up looking like the head of my favorite dog from a long time ago. and I didn't know you could carve and do that to stone. And it doesn't even have to be geometrical. I mean, it could just you could make sculptures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other right? That's great. Who said that?
This Eleanor.
Hi, Eleanor. Thanks. Anybody
this
else?
Yes, yeah,
Rachel.
Okay, Rachel. Yeah. Wait. Somebody else first. Who else?
Colleen was first.
Colleen, did you have something to say?
Yes. In your town where you live, often there are a council of the arts, or some kind of organization where artists gather. Again, I always go back to the source and go to that group and say you'd like to present this kind of class and let them help you market it. They'll even give you a facility for free to use.
Oh, that's a great idea. Now, how would you find that group, Colleen?
Again, Google, type in your town and then artist organization, artist council. You can also go to an art store if you live in any kind of community that has an art store. Go to the art store where an artist would be more than likely and ask them what organizations they
have. Right, that would be great if I was still in L.A., but I'm in the boonies right now.
all you have to do is ask somebody else to do
yep.
it. If you got a telephone, they'll do it for you. But mm-hmm. very good idea. Who said that?
Colleen.
Colleen. Colleen, you got good ideas. Mm-hmm. Okay, Rachel? We have somebody very interesting on the phone tonight. Go ahead, Rachel.
Well, I am legally blind and an artist, so this is near and dear to me. I worked in a program at University of Michigan to teach visual arts to blind students, but what I'm curious about is if you want to work with adults or kids.
Adults.
Adults, okay. Then you might want to look
in... Oh, I don't know, because adults have a lot of mental blocks about what they can and cannot do, so...
You don't know that.
I would test it before you decided.
So go ahead.
Consider the Federation for the Blind and Commission for the Blind, and also, Commission for the Blind or any kind of orientation mobility schools.
Orientation mobility.
And mobility schools, and it helps people that are becoming visually impaired how to orientate in the world.
Uh-huh.
The project that I did that you might want to kind of play with is we used clay and we made sounds. We did different kinds of sounds, and these were with kids, and asked them to, with the clay, make what the sound is.
Uh-huh.
So, like, sculpt the sound.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. and one of the sounds that we came up with is great... Japanese instructor was to take little styrofoam packing peanuts and let it drop slowly on wood. You have to try it because it has this great sound of hard rain. And the sculptures the kids made were really cool.
Oh, my. What a wonderful idea.